On a recent afternoon in front of the New Albany Floyd County Public Library, Sherry Fund explained why she wants to use the voucher program for her granddaughter, Mackenzie.
Her father is a single parent, and you know, he's struggling, but he wants her to have a very good education, and this is a wonderful opportunity.
Mackenzie transferred this year from a nearby public school to St. Mary's Catholic Academy, where she just started third grade, and Fund has applied for a state voucher to help cover tuition.
You know, there's a lot of things that the public schools aren't offering anymore, and if we can get it, you know, she deserves it. The kids deserve to have that kind of education.
Mackenzie's family is among more than 1,000 across Indiana thus far to seek vouchers during the program's first year. About 200 private schools are participating, nearly half of them religion-based institutions. Supporters say the program offers low- and middle-income families access to good schools they otherwise could not afford to consider. Students can receive up to $4,500 annually toward private school tuition. But others are calling the program unconstitutional and bad educational policy.
Our opposition comes along the line of that, certainly the separation of church and state issue.
Nate Schnellenberger is president of the Indiana State Teachers Association, which supports a lawsuit filed in July by 12 individuals seeking to block the voucher program.
But even more than that, they didn't provide any additional funding for the voucher program. They simply said that as students leave the public school for private or religious schools, that their allotment of money goes with them.
I think that statement is, is a gut reaction that is made from those that aren't necessarily informed fully about the program.
Monique Christensen is outreach coordinator for the group Schools Choice Indiana, which has been helping families with the voucher process.
We're very confident that the constitutionality of this voucher program is sound.
Christensen points out that the value of a voucher is not the same amount as the state spends on a particular public school student, but can consume up to 90% of that money. A Marion County Superior Court judge will be the first to rule whether vouchers weaken public schools or whether public funds are being unconstitutionally funneled to religious institutions. Indiana University law professor Gerard Magliacca says it's difficult to predict how the process will play out. He says various state courts have come down on both sides of the issue over the years. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled in 2002 that vouchers do not violate church and state separation because parents, not the government, decide where the tuition money is spent. Magliacca says a lot of questions could be answered in Indiana by just seeing how the program works.
But of course, that's not what the people filing the litigation, filing the lawsuit, want to do, right? They don't want to wait around and sort of 5 years, let's say, and then have a bunch of data and then say, okay, well, now we can go in and make certain claims about what this program's been doing. They want to shut it down now.
The new Indiana program allows for 7,500 vouchers this year and 15,000 next year, with no limit after that. Those who seek vouchers after the start of school this year can have them apply retroactively. In New Albany, Sherry Fund says if her granddaughter is not approved or the voucher program is struck down, she'll look for other ways to keep Mackenzie at St. Mary's Academy.
I will try, yeah. You know, hopefully we can keep her, you know, because, you know, they're a wonderful school.
Rick Howlett, WFPL News.